Bodines are back with a new album, Still, produced once again by T-Bone Burnett, who got the band started back in the 80s, producing their first album. The two members of the band who've been there all along, Sam Yannis and Kurt Newman, may now live in different cities, but still have their classic harmonies down. They're here today playing in front of an invited audience at World Cafe Live. On stage, Kurt introduces the first song.
Or this is the first new song. It's off the new disc. And it's kind of inspired about looking for the passions that you had when you first started off down the road you started, for us playing this music and the reason you decided to start playing it and pursuing it and making records and looking for that passion again, making sure it's still there inside you. It's a song called Round Here Somewhere.
Times are changing, don't know why, but I guess that's true. I found a chain and broken locket in a drawer, reminded me of you. Yeah, they say you can't go back home, stay away, it's better that way. Standing on this empty street I'm looking for yesterday, looking for potentials that could live behind, looking for the reasons we tried, where could they be? I know I left them around here somewhere. Be, I know I left them around here somewhere. Came to rest, well, that's a long, long and twisted story. Funny thing I have to say is, wasn't like I thought it would be. It was just the day I stopped believing everything people tried to sell me. Looking for potentials that God left behind. Looking for the reasons we tried. Where could they be? I know I left them around here somewhere. Be, I know I left them around here somewhere. Just a blur of pretty faces, looking for potentials that God pushed away. And hey, what you say? Be, I know I love them. I know I left them. Be, I know I left them around here somewhere. Be, I know I left them around here somewhere. Be, I know I left them around here somewhere.
Bodines are playing live for us today on the cafe, and that is Around Here Somewhere from the new album, Still. And
And Kurt, that's really, I kind of picked that up on that song. That's what it was about. Can you do that? Can you get that passion, that writing those first songs, being in the band for the first time? Can you get it back together? Is it easy?
I think it's either, you know, always in there or it's not, you know, is the way I feel about it. There's so much about the business of music and selling music that can really put you off of music. And it's hard sometimes to separate it from what you're doing musically or what you feel inside. Because, you know, the minute you want to release music on a record, it becomes a whole different thing from just sitting in your little room and playing your song. And it's really kind of a question of that, I guess, is can you do that? Can you make that distinction? Can you deal with that and still keep that passion inside that you had about music that made you start wanting to do it?
Your career has been through the rise and fall of the music business end of it, for sure. And I remember when you were sort of at the tail end of your Slash years, Reprise years, that you felt like you were on a treadmill. I mean, maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but it just didn't seem, you were not very happy.
No, by the time that we were off of Warner Brothers, everybody that we knew there had already been fired or had left and stuff. So, like, nobody knew us there anymore. Nobody really knew what to do with us there anymore. So it was really a struggle at that point, you know.
And it's hard because, you know, major labels were always the ones who were funding the project. So they always felt like they had a say in it. So what you came out with on your records a lot of times ended up kind of being a compromise from what you had started and then what the record company wanted and then the producer in the middle of it all who's working kind of for both sides, and you end up with kind of a compromise thing and nobody's entirely happy a lot of times. The beautiful part of having T-Bone in there, though, is that everybody respects his say on things. So even the label may say, well, it'd be nice if you could take their sound and make it radio friendly. T-Bone will look at him and say, you know, you're nuts. And they'll be like, well, thanks, T-Bone. Thanks for letting us know that. He's got that kind of charisma and that kind of pull in the industry where he can say that kind of stuff. And
now, how did he, obviously he's really, you know, friends with you guys at this point. I mean, this is an independent record. It has to be a bit of love in him coming and working with you guys again. But how did you first meet him? How did you get that relationship going to begin with?
We kind of were listening to records, Los Lobos and his own records, and it was just noticed that he was the producer, and every record that we heard that had his name involved was a really good record. And we thought, well, gee, maybe, you know, he's got something, maybe we should, you know. And I think our first manager contacted him and somehow, and he came to Milwaukee and doing a show, and we met. Then he came to see us play in Minneapolis one time and liked the band and thought he could work with us.
You know? He invited us back to the hotel after he saw us play in Minneapolis. He said, well, the first thing I got to say to you all is, y'all need to go home and practice.
Well, you want to do something else new, or what's next?
We're going to do old new today. How about that, all right? We'll do, speaking of the first record, we'll go back and do one that was off the first record. Stepping in my heart.
Thank you.
This is another song off the new disc. And it's about getting through every day, I guess, really.
Survival chant.
Yeah, it's chanting. It's called Every Day. 2, 3.
Yes, I know that it's only love that. Yes, I know that it's only time that. Yes, I know that it's only hope that gets you through. But it takes a little love to love, and it takes a little time for two, and it takes a little hope to hope you make it through. And the world keeps turning,
and the world keeps turning.
Your heavy heart,
your heavy heart,
your head around,
your head around. Well, I've never been one to pray, but I think I might try today. Say something for real, spoken true. And I whip it up toward the sky. You know that I wanna try, but I need a little help to help me make it through, yeah.
And the world keeps turning,
yeah, the world keeps turning.
Your heavy heart,
your heavy heart,
your head around,
your head around. So I know that it's only love that. Yes, 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 I know that it's only love that gets you through.
Every day.
Every day. Day. Everything that I do is right by you. But it takes a little love to love, and it takes a little time for two, and it takes a little hope to hope you make it through.
And the world keeps turning,
the world keeps turning.
Your heavy heart,
your heavy heart,
your head around.
It's only love that. Yes, I know that 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 it's only love that gets you through.
Bodine's are playing live for us today. They got a new album called Still. Just sitting here listening to you guys sing, I'm realizing what a study in contrast you are. You've got two completely different voices that somehow blend absolutely beautifully. And you also have really different, you can kind of tell a song that Sam wrote from one that Kurt wrote, it seems. But I'm not going to try to describe that. Sam, describe what a Kurt song is like. I'll make you do it.
I think he's got more of a pop sensibility than I do. I think, I don't really know how to explain it better than that.
You know, I knew it was going to be hard.
It is hard, you can tell, I think, you know, it, when you're listening to him, but it's hard to describe, you know.
Kurt, can you do better back the other way?
I've been trying to figure it out for a lot of years.
Yeah, Sam's, he's telling stories with his songs. He wants to kind of paint up little movies with it. He knows one strum. And that's what he's got to work with. So everything from there is he paints little pictures for your little movies, little stories.
Be it rickshaw riding or something else.
Absolutely. Something. You know, She's a Runaway.
Yeah.
All those are about just little stories of little people, little lives here and there.
And singing together, I'm not going on any limb here, say Sam, you have an unusual voice, Sam. Were you always confident with it? Because you've always really sung strongly.
Well, when I started out, I just was doing it, you know. You're just having fun doing it. And then after our first record came out and people like made such a deal about the way it sounded, then I got freaked out. And then I was kind of afraid of it. It was like, geez, I was like, you know, because... You know, because like I say, you don't think about things when you're just young and just starting out. You just want to do it, so you're doing it. You know, but then I came to terms with it and realized that you know the best thing you could ever have is a unique sound. You know, and so we certainly have that. So I'm grateful for that.
I was listening in headphones to this album, and I'm not. Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you change places in your harmonies sometimes? It's not always one person on top one.
Sometimes we've
absolutely
yeah more recently than in the beginning, but it's come to that. You know,
interesting.
Like, and we're sometimes we question who's. Voice you can really hear in what place, because our voices, for their differences, for some reason when we're singing together they get hard to pull apart and we can't tell who's really on top or not.
Yeah, there's a song called The First Time on our new record, and when Kurt sent me back a kind of a rough mix, it's like all of a sudden there was a harmony on top of me and I'm thinking, did I sing that? Sounds like me, but I don't remember singing that. So and then it turned out that it was him, and I was like, oh, okay.
That's funny. Well, that's it. Can you do that one? You want to change up the old new? Do that?
Yeah. No, we were going to go new old in this one anyways.
Sure. It's called The First Time. One, two, three. First time that you do something wrong, in the eyes of your brand new lover boy, you wanna hide, you wanna crawl under the table for a while to decide if you should come out the first time. Always gonna be there first time. Always gonna be there first time. Always gonna be there first time. The first time that you say something stupid at exactly the wrong time, like when all of your friends are there, you wanna hide. You wanna crawl under the table for a while to decide if you should come out the first time. Always gonna be there first time. Always gonna be there first time. Always gonna be there first time. Falling from your baby's eyes, and all you can do is apologize. You wanna hide, you wanna crawl under the table for a while to decide if you should come out the first time. Oh, it's gonna be the first time. Oh, it's gonna be that worst time. Oh, it's gonna be that first time. The first time. Oh, it's gonna be that first time. Oh, it's gonna be that first time. Oh, it's gonna be that first time. Oh, it's always gonna be that first time. Oh, it's gonna be that first time. Always gonna be that first time.
It's a sing-along song for y'all, right? It's off our black and white record. It was called Good Things.
Sunlight fall down on the field. Sunlight fall down over me. Work all day and be all that I can be. Yeah, yeah. Say I can say words only simple. Say I can say words only clear. Whoa, I can feel your heart is beating near. Yeah. Haunting love is all that I feel when you're passing by. Haunting love is all that I see. It's there in your eyes.
We say no, 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 don't pass me over. No, 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 don't pass me by.
See, I can see good things for you and I. Good things for you.
And give, I can give love and attention. Give, I can give all time away. Only to one heart I can give today.
And be, I can be mindful of color. Be, I can be man, black or white.
Only to one heart I can be tonight. Yeah, yeah.
Haunting love is all that I feel when you're passing by. Haunting love is all that I see. It's there in your eyes.
We say no, 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 don't pass me over. No, 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 don't pass me by.
See, I can see good things for you and I. Good things for you, yeah. It's there in your eyes.
And we say no, 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 don't pass me over. No, 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 don't pass me by.
See, I can see good things for you and I.
I can't hear you.
Good things for you. No, 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 don't pass me over. No, 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 don't pass me by. See, I can see good things for you and I. Yeah, good things for you and I. Good things for you and I. Good things for you, yeah.
Thanks to Sam and Kurt. Thanks to the Bodines and the back of Still. They thank their fans for being around for almost 30 years. I did not realize it had been that long. So and you still get along? No separate limousines? No.
Oh, totally.
Separate states.
Live in separate states from each other because it's productive.
But thank you again, and thanks to our audience. Thanks to the Bodines.